This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today and Pod Media Reports. We're about to speak to Dana Cody, who's the director of the Life Legal Defense Foundation and the lead attorney in a lawsuit brought against the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine. Welcome back to California Politics Today, and welcome to Pod Media Reports.
Thank you.
What I'm calling to talk to you about is essentially your reaction to a statement that was issued yesterday by Zach Hall, PhD, interim president, California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, regarding legal challenges to Proposition 71. It's such a short statement. I'm going to read the whole thing and then ask you for your reaction. It's datelined Emeryville, California, and it says, in its entirety, California's medical research scientists are poised to move ahead and join scientists in South Korea and elsewhere on the forefront of stem cell research, period. Unfortunately, we are prevented from doing so by special interests whose sole intentions are to thwart the voters' overwhelming endorsement of the science, period. End of statement. What's your overall reaction to this statement by Zach Hall, interim president of the CIRM?
Well, my so-called special interests really have nothing to do with our lawsuit. The law is what the law is, and it says that if you're not an entity under the exclusive management control of the state, you're not entitled to spend taxpayer money. And so,
apropos of that, the statement that I just read is on a website, http://www.cirm.ca.gov.
Correct.
/ press releases. As indicating that, and the principal site of the CIRM is on the state of California site. So what does that mean to you in terms of its status as a state agency or not?
Well, our lawsuit actually doesn't name the CIRM as a defendant. It names the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee.
Okay.
So there is a distinction between the two.
Right.
And the CIRM can operate however they want to. They just need to do it with their own money. The ICOC is the entity that is not under the exclusive management control of the state. And, it's a real simple theory. Taxation without representation is not allowed.
What's the legal relationship between the ICOC, the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee, and the CIRM, the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine? Is the ICOC not a state agency, but the CIRM, which it runs, is?
Allegedly, the CIRM is a state agency.
Right.
And the ICOC is their governing body.
So they determine what they do and how they do it and what their policies are, right?
Right. The problem is their own ICOC board members are members of, as Mr. Hall likes to use, special interest groups. And that's part of our problem.
Which special interests would you cite as them being part of?
The disease advocacy groups that they're appointed from.
Right.
They're supposed to be public officers, representing the state interests, but they also work for disease advocacy groups and universities and other groups. So they have conflicts of interest. And they're not representing the state's interests. They can't because their allegiances go both ways.
Okay. Let me ask you to comment on one aspect of this statement. Dr. Hall says that the intentions of the special interests are to thwart what he says is the voters' overwhelming endorsement of the science. Is that your reading of what happened when Prop 71 passed, that there was an overwhelming endorsement of the science involved here?
No, I think it was an overwhelming endorsement of their emotional ads that said, if you vote for this proposition, we'll have cures for diseases that impact you or your family members. But the fact of the matter is that there is no one that I've talked to or heard comment on embryonic stem cell research that can say anything but we may have cures and it will be at least 10 years. But that's not what the ads portrayed. So I think that they misled the public. But, that really is all irrelevant to the lawsuit. The lawsuit is very narrowly focused.
And where is the lawsuit now in the process?
It's in Alameda County in the Superior Court.
Right. Is there
And
any, are there any dates for any hearings or any motions or anything like that?
yes, there are.
What are
originally,
they?
Originally, the state attorney general who's defending the lawsuit on behalf of the ICOC and the other defendants had a hearing for a motion for judgment on the pleadings, which was supposed to be heard August the 4th. And that has been delayed because another lawsuit was filed last week by a group called the California Family, I'm not exactly sure of the name, it's California Family Council Bioethics Committee or something to that effect.
Okay.
So
now, is that a separate lawsuit apart from yours?
Yes, it is.
Do you know what grounds that they're bringing it and what they're asking for?
Conflicts of interest. You know, one of their causes of action is the same as ours, that it violates Article 16, Section 3 of the California Constitution.
Right.
And there's various other allegations that are constitutional violations that I don't know off the top of
but
my head.
But they're in addition to what you're arguing.
Right. It's much more extensive. And so as a result of that being filed,
right,
the Attorney General has taken that off calendar and is bringing a motion on August the 4th to have these lawsuits consolidated. The lawsuit that was filed last week was filed in the Sacramento Superior Court.
Okay.
And it also, one thing that I forgot that's actually pretty major, is it's a bond invalidation action.
Right. And what specifically does that refer me to? And how does that differ from what you're doing?
Well, we're just saying that, you know, CIRM, operate away. Do whatever you want to do.
Right.
Only the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee cannot have access to taxpayer money.
Right.
And so while we're asking the court to enjoin the ICOC from spending this new lawsuit, and again, I'm paraphrasing.
Well, I'm going to try to track them down and talk to them.
Right. They're saying you're ICOC, CIRM, and anybody else involved, you're not entitled to state money for a bunch of different reasons.
Right.
And court enjoin the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine from operating, as well as the ICOC.
So they want to actually shut down the CIRM as well as prevent the ICOC from funding it with state bonds?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and as a result of that, you're saying Attorney General Lockyer has changed essentially a pleading, a hearing on the merits to a hearing on consolidating your case with theirs.
Exactly.
And that's scheduled for August 4th.
That's scheduled for August the 4th.
Okay, now what's your understanding of what the CIRM and the ICOC and the bond sellers and buyers are able to do while these cases are pending, and how do you feel about that?
Well, my understanding, according to the Attorney General, is that they can't do anything with bond money because they're in limbo, so to speak.
Have they offered the bonds for sale, do you know?
You know, not to my knowledge. I heard some rumors today that some bond anticipation notes were in the process of being sought after, but I haven't really read anything or heard anything from the Finance Committee in that regard.
Well, which Finance Committee is that?
The CIRM's Finance Committee. They met several months ago and said, you know, State Treasurer Angelides would look into bond anticipation notes and then come back in 30 days and report.
Right.
But we haven't heard that he's come back and made any report, and we've heard rumors that they're going ahead and seeking after these anticipation notes.
Okay, well, I'll try to talk to him as well about this.
Yeah, so I'm really not sure what's going on
there. It's your understanding that the Treasurer Angelides is the person who would be doing the practical aspects of offering these bonds for sale.
That's my understanding.
And he's is he constrained by any legal rulings or existing?
I think that's part of what he was looking into, I think.
Okay, so but as far as you know, none of the bonds has been offered for sale yet.
No, not as far as I know.
Okay. And does that is your strategy such that you're reasonably satisfied that as long as you're in court on this, the process isn't going forward and you're essentially achieving the goal you're trying to achieve by the suit, which is to prevent the spending of this money? So, how do you feel this is working?
Yeah, Yeah, in a manner of speaking, but you know, we would have loved for the motion for judgment on the pleadings to have gone forward, because we don't want to get caught up with all these other issues raised in this other lawsuit.
Right.
We have a strong case based on the black and white letter of the law, and we want the court to hear it.
Are you going to argue that the case ought not to be the cases ought not to be consolidated?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. Have you been in communication with these people? Do they want it? Do they not want it to be consolidated either?
You know, I haven't talked to their attorney about it, so I honestly don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll look into that too. You've given me some answers and plenty more questions to deal
right,
with.
Right.
Why don't I follow up with that other litigant and with the treasurer's office, and then maybe sometime between now and August 4th we can talk again and see where things stand.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to us today on Pod Media Reports and California Politics Today.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.